The Mishnah Daf Chalek Vav Amud Beis brings down two different meals in the Gerut of Teruvos. You have the Chatichos, the Mamoshes, and you have the Tam, transferring taste one to another. So there are two different dinim from against this Indian. That means one we have the Nesinas Tam, Nesin Tam, the Nun Test, not stand for, you know, not 60, Nun Test and Nesin Tam, and that we have a share of either Shishim, or Meil, or Pelo, and Hanu Meshad, that's basically our Simon Tadechest, Simon Tadechest. The second thing in the gate of the Chatichos, the Mamoshes, about being Bokal Roy, about being by Elfleid Bokal, the gate of Chiru and the Schabed, those Yishim Atir and Beryo, that's going to be Simon Kuf, Kuf Alf, and Kuf Beis. That means you have two cases in the Mishnah, that's divided up by two different areas in Shulchan Aruch. That means the first 2 months you can learn the Sugya of Nois and Tam, and afterwards you can learn the Sugya about the Chatichos, why they're Afil by Elfleid Bokal. First, the Sugya of the Issa of Nesinas Tam. How do you know something is Nois and Tam? Come on, the Gemara of Tzadik Zayinu Ma'alaf, being done that Rabba says, the Rabbanon say three different statements. The Rabbanon say Taimo, the Rabbanon say Kfeilo, the Rabbanon say Shishim. Explains Rabba, what does that mean? What's the case of a Torah? What's the case of Mimbisha Einaminoi? They go to Tam. The Gemara explains that the case of Truma and Chulin, go over to Koin and go taste the Chulin, see the case of Truma over there. The second case of Yisurah, that's a kvela. You go over to Goy, you go ish, and go taste it. Let's say you do not have a case of a kvela around by Yisuro, or it's Mimba Minoi, which has the same taste, and therefore tasting it does not work. That's when we have the case of Shishim. That means we have three levels over here, and we have three different halachas, one Yisur, one a kvela, or one Shishim. Now, Batsim, Lalach, you have to explain all three of them. So, first case of Yisuro, we'll get back to it after first we define the gedder of a kvela. What's the case of a kvela? The gedder to a the Gerut Kvelo, the Gemara has, the Beis Yosef has really two main questions over here. One question is, what is the nemonis of a Kvelo? The second question is, when is he nemon? Two different questions. So first, let's start how the Beis Yosef starts off. What is the nemonis of a Kvelo? When is he nemon? And it's very clear that there are really two separate questions of what the nemonis is. Number one, is it Dafka Kvelo, a Baki, or does it mean any guy? And number two, is it only through a case of Messiah Kavi Tumoy, but not through a case of Messiah Kavi Tumoy? I wrote down on my welcome sheet to see the going is very clear. There are four sheets over here. He sets it up, two lines, very clear, or one line, Pedro Shabalarach here, about having four separate sheets. To go through the four sheets, again, it's also very clear in the Beis Yosef, four different Mandi Omrim. First sheet is Rashi. Rashi says a case of a Kvelo is a Nachfam. It's a chef. You can taste it. Void Rashi says a case of Messiah Kavi Tumoy. So Rashi is very clear, they need both. They need a case of Kvelo and Nachtoim. A second need Messiah Kavi Tumoy. The Rosh is brought down by the Torah, and the Rosh ends off that the case over here, he cannot know the Semich upon him mitzad Issa v'heter. The question was, that mean? The way the Beis Yosef says it's not clear, does it go like Rashi or not? Maisa, if you read the Taz of Shach on the page, and the Goyin also, they're very clear that the Rosh holds the both. Sai Kvelo and Sai Messiah Kavi Tumoy. They point out, looking at Kitzah Piskei Rosh, the Torah himself brings down the Chor that he needs both over here. So we have Rashi and the Pasha of the Rosh. He needs Sai Kvelo and Sai Messiah Kavi Tumoy. That's the Arzurua, the Smag, the Ben Yeruchim. And Be'etzim, the Torah, when he brings down the Rajba ends off. There's those who say they need both. V'yesh Lochush, Lidivari. The Rajba is Sai Chedushim, Sai Torah Sabayas, Sai Mishmeresh Sabayas. He commonly says, Agam Be'ikri does not want to go that way. But Lemais, he says to be Choshish for Rashi Shito. That means we have one Mahalach Rashi Shito. Number one, Nikfela, and number two, you need Messiah Kavi Tumoy. Now, what is the reason that you need a case of a Kvela for? If you have a case of Messiah Kavi Tumoy, that's where the Nemonis is coming from, especially if you go with Rashi's idea, the Tam Kitzir Abonim. Why in the world do you need a Kvela for? What's your side that you need a Kvela? What's the Tam behind it? So, it seems to be Machlokes, the Shach, when he brings down his Mechotonim, the Bein Gershom, the Voitzak Gershuni. The Voitzak Gershuni is coming to argue the Trumas Hadeshim. The Trumas Hadeshim says, you say why we need a Kvelo, a Gamas Messiah Kavi Tumoy, it's why we tell the Sugya Mirsas to give it a monosolvir, otherwise, Mestomi is lying. That means, even though Messiah Kavi Tumoy is mitzad to make sure to give him an amonis by the guy, but also, in case of Kvelo is to add into the amonis. It's a Kvelo with Messiah Kavi Tumoy. Together, it's a din of an amonis. Come on, Ben Gershom. disagrees, doesn't like that. Not the yisoid of here. One tainim in the monist is specifically two more. That's enough. Why kfeilo? Because we have bucky and tainim. You got to know how to taste it. The idea of kfeilo has nothing to do with the sugya of the monist. It's a separate reason. If you're not a bucky and tainim, then how do you know how to go taste it? So in Rashi, it's saying need shishim and kfeilo. What's the lumpus behind kfeilo? Is it mitzvah sugya mirsas? Mitzvah sugya bucky and tainim. The Shach sounds like Umaskono, as the Primogono points out in the last line, it's the Dasukon base, that he went not like Rebbeinu Gershon, went like the Tshuva Tadesh, and he studied Mitzan Mirsas. Nafikmina would be, even in Rashi Shita, where you're Tzomich upon the Yisrael, a case of a Koyim by a case of Chulin, do you need a case of a Kvela or not? It's Mitzan, the reason why Rashi needed a Kvela is Bokki and Taimim, that even maybe you still need a Bokki and Taimim, you have to be a Kvela. But if you say the Yisrael over here is Mitzad Mirsas, Nemonis, you still always Nemon. The point out could be the Shach Begul Shitosli. He wants to go, the Yisrael like Chumas Adesh, and the Yisrael of Yehaz, the Sugya of Mirsas. Therefore, he writes to Sukkot, hey, the Bissol, you do not need a case of Kvela.
Is Mirsas
the case of the Yisrael? Yeah. Yes, how's that so? But yes, that's the Chumas Adesh. Again, there's a little prince still be in the Shach. That's the argument, the Chumas Adesh versus Rebbeinu Gershom.
Is it possible that anyone you could hold that to be someone does this not walk in time? Does that make sense?
No, it could be a regular person. We say also knows time. The question is, what do you mean by kvela?
What is the rule of bucky?
Bucky means there are people who are very sensitive, and mamash tell you exactly what everything is. Well, I mean, every person can tell you. Every chef, every woman in the house knows what's going on. So the chiddush why Rashi is kvela? Because it has to be dark to someone's bucky in time. And that's the first shita, that's Rashi shita. Second shita, come on, places.
Why do you need shita mafana?
We'll get to shisha. We'll first discuss the kfeilah and the tumah. That's one question. The nemonis, and then the when the nemon. That's a different question.
Shach comes out saying what?
The shach's maskona, the way how the Prim Gadol explains in the last line, is to argue on the Rebbeinu Gershom, not like the Tumah Sedeshim. It's within the mirsas.
Therefore what?
And therefore it'll come out that the get to Yisrael, Yisrael being nemon, because he has no shach being mashakrin, and the emphasis of kon, hey, might he's Michael, do not need a kfeilah. By it, by Yisrael. Now, it could be Nakam Rashita Tzukonei, but Mais comes out as Nakmin and Rashi Shita. Now, the second Shita over here, Tyson Dabzang Zayin, he's very clear. The reason why we're Semich upon it, because it is a case of only Kfeilo. Kfeilo, Mais is a Baki, and therefore over here, even the Namasev Kutuma, the Mais is Nemon, that's the Ritva, the Ra, they want to go this Mahalach. Now, what is the reason behind Tyson? What did he gain out of Kfeilo? So come on, Ikhlu Shaydim, the one Taina, it's a din mitzad, he's going to lie. And the Kfeilo of Mais is not going to lie. Kfeilo is not going to lie. That's what Shaydim say over. Now, what are we, why are we saying he's not going to lie? There are two ways among the Shaydim how to say it over. Taisa says over, Shlo Yafsid Unoso, he's not going to want to lose his Parnoso. Mir says, but doesn't want to lose his job. The way of the others, Raj, but the way of the Ran and the Rivash says over, Shlo Mor Nafshe, doesn't want to make it, that he's not a Bucky. Everyone knows he's a Bucky and say, no, he's not a Bucky. Could be enough to mean how you say it over is let's say he already retired from his job, but he was a bucky, he is a bucky. So according to Taisa, he's not going to lose any parnos out of it. Maybe according to Taisa, he won't have an amonis. According to the other Shem, saying Leimor Nafshe, maybe he still has an amonis. Again, it's not muchach. The others have assumed not say this, he said, but there are two ways to say over why we assume the person is not going to lie. Either he's not going to lose his job or Shleimor Nafshe. Now, the Israeli boss, you want to say, even Pshat and Taisus, the reason why you need a kfeila for it is mitzvah sugya, not of being mishakir, mitzvah sugya of being bucky and taimim. That's his reason. Most Yishanim seem to come along and say, no, the Yisrael of it is mitzvah sugya of being mishakir. And again, not in the case of Yisrael. If the reason mitzvah kfeila is mitzvah bucky and taimim, then even Yisrael need it. Master Enkin, the way Yishanim say the Yisrael and Taisus kfeila mitzvah namonis, the Yisrael is namon, because the Yisrael will not go soon, he's going to lie. The third shito, the rather could bring it off the Rash, but the ikla locho, that he wants a tiny little loch is either a kvela, or the case of Messiah Fitumai. Either one will give him an amonis, Messiah Fitumai by a regular person, or kvela by the case of a baki. Now, again, the Rash, but ends off yesh lochosh, the devraim, the machmirim, but the maisel, the ikla locho, like a lot of times, a boy will tell you, this is a psak, but toy lahachmer, the ikla the Rash, but is saying to me, Michael, either with a kvela, or the case of Messiah Fitumai. And they point out, the Beis Yosef is very clear, at least in the Beis Yosef, he paskins this way. He came along a paskin, either in the case of Kfeilo, or Masif, the two might be not only both, but one or the other Lamaisa is enough.
Yeah, he's
what?
Himself is the Yishlokosh.
the Rajba says that, but not the Beis Yosef. The Rajba says that. Beis Yosef ends off, and they point out the Shach, and the Goyim points out Halach LaMaisa Gam LaMachabes Salsa. He left out the word Kvel over here. The Shach and the Goyim says LaMaisa the Machabes going like the Beis Yosef. Either Kvelo without Masif V'Tumori or regular Nachri with the case of Masif V'Tumori. A fourth Shita the Beis Yosef brings down is the Rambam. The Rambam does not bring down the word Kvelo, does not bring down the word Masif V'Tumori. It sounds like that he does not need not a Kvelo, not a case of Masif V'Tumori. I LaMaisa Vekta Beis Yosef, the Gemara says Kvelo, the Gemara does say it. So Beis Yosef answers either case because anyone who tastes is called Kvelo, or the Mosan Nakat, or the Goyim said not like the Beis Yosef, he's a Baki in Taimim. It could be again an afkamino between the Beis Yosef versus the Goyim. Let's say someone tastes it, not a buck in time, and what the halacha is. Maisa, the case over here in the Mechaber is, he said in the Rambam, he said, the loik Beis Yosef. The Goyim says, the loik Beis Yosef. That's funny. That'd be buck in time.
Again, we get the wrong. Buck in time, Fela, and stomach person.
Right.
So stomach person means he's not buck in time, so what's the point?
Beis Yosef says, Ochre Mil Sanakat. But he says that it could be any person. The Goyim says no, it has to be someone with Bakken timing.
Still Bakken
timing. No, regular people are. That means the Beis Yosef assumes regular person knows timing. And the Goyim saying no. Even the Rambam, you have to be a Bakken in timing. Because, of course, it was tasting over here. You want to say a body, he meant you have to get someone who can taste. Who can taste? You have to know timing. You can't get someone to taste who doesn't know taste. And let's say you can't give someone a Mario who's colorblind, right? It's partial. You can't give someone to taste something who doesn't know taste. Who's a taste? So must be regular. It must be a person. No time. That's the Goyim says. The Beis Yosef on select you. He doesn't say. Doesn't say. It's anybody.
But that anybody must know time.
Yeah, regular people know time. There seems to be an argument. The regular, regular person. I mean, the Nachum, you know, the Sefer Ner Chaim points out the Goyim, the Beis Yosef, and the Rambam. Do we assume a regular person knows time? What's a regular person? Now, what is the Sfar on the Rambam? Where's the Nemon is coming from? It's a regular person. Says the Beis Yosef, where is the Koyach and the Mon is coming from? By the case of a Goy, why is the Nemon? So the way the Prima Gadol points out, or Moshe Chassam Sofer went this way, that Lemaisa Sefkel Sofer is a Mirsas. Like, why lie? Why be caught in a lie? No one likes being caught in a lie. No, why lie for it? Why, no one wants to be caught in a lie. Well, the way the Tzedek says it a little bit differently, quotes the Prima Gadol, and wants Dino, I have no reason to lie. Like, again, so this idea over here that the Nemon over here, is why we don't assume he lies. Either because he's afraid to lie, no one wants to be caught in a lie, or because he has no reason to lie. So there isn't a monster over here because he has no reason or want to be caught in a lie. That's the Pshat in the Rambam. What? No, that's like the Shach, just Pshat in the Nemon. He's not Masif V'Tumai. The Shach saying in Masif V'Tumai. He's saying in the Chassam Sofer says, put it, that says, Chassam Sofer says Pshat in the Shach, put it by the Rambam makes a lot of sense. He doesn't like saying it in the other Shach. So, Mice, again, we start off with the question over here, was the Koich Nemonis, do you need Kfeilo or not, do you need Masif V'Tumai or not? Mice is very clear, we have four Shitas. Rashi says you need both, Masif V'Tumai and Kfeilo. Tayshit says you only need a case of Kfeilo. The Rashi says, Midinai, Oi, the Masif V'Tumai, Oi Kfeilo. The Rambam says you do not need anything. Allah for Mice also seems very simple. The Mechab over here, Agamat Sosim, and the Mechab left out the case of Kfeilo. Again, the Shach, the Goyin points out, look at the Beis Yosef. He paskins like the Rashi of Midinai, he makes it true from among the Rishonim. Either the locha is a case of Masif V'Tumai by regular guy, or the locha is a case of Kfeilo. Why did you leave it out? The Goyin says, Tzarachin, why I left it out of the Mechaber. Leave it as a kasho. Now, what is the gedder of Masif V'Tumai? What does that mean? So, partially understand Masif V'Tumai is very simple. You go to God, you have a conversation, arguably mentions how the food tastes. This piece of meat tastes of milk or chalev inside. Maisi tells you, Derek Hagav, that's a simple case of Masif V'Tumai. They discuss what happens, let's say, first. A person eats something, whether you saw or guy. Afterwards, you ask him about it. That means when he ate it, he does not know to be sensitive to that taste. Only afterwards, as Ramula Inchi to know, afterwards, oh, did I taste this ingredient inside or not? It seems to be machloikis among the Delachorim. The flow of the mice you want to kind of, since you had no kavana for it, no one seems to be sensitive for it. And you cannot ask post factor. The only way to have a CF3 tumor you have to be before and schmooze them agav. Do you think you taste it? Not. He tastes it after he tells you. But not afterwards. Afterwards, people don't always sense what they eat. People do eat without sometimes getting involved in the food. They actually eat and they eat food without thinking.
That should be a bigger act, no?
What? Even could be even a case of a Kvelo. Mash Enkein Kiveger, look over here in the second Kiveger, which again, I don't know the end of the sword, it's very hard, maybe I can see it right now. The second Kiveger points out what's the case of Yisrael. Case is when he tastes it already. And you can ask him, did he taste it? He said, yeah, the Meister case over here, you should be Nemo. Gets involved in the Sugya of Chenan, which again we'll have to leave for a different time. Maisi sounds like he's coming to say the law as he can be. Once, if you taste it, you taste it. You can say even afterwards. The Masham, they asked him this question, he calls it Sefer, Sefer Yeshua, and the Maisi wants to be Machmer. He says, really depends. One person loved Afka, but it's like 5-10 people, everyone says the same thing. The Stalmah, you know, even though it's in post facto, Maisi Lachor, it's all going to be the same thing. So he really wants to how many people are you asking? That's one question against the Sikkim Sefer Fitumoy. A second question is really a Taz. Let's say the Goy knows you're being Samech upon him, but not Mitzad Isser Heter. That means they're coming from the words of the Torah that brings down the Rosh. The best of it's Rashi, the same words in the Sugyo. Rashi says over here that the idea of Mitzad Fitumoy is that he does not know you're Samech upon him for Isser Heter. Once you say the word Mitzad Fitumoy means you do not know you're Samech upon him. Why say not Samech upon him for Isser Heter? Therefore, once a Taino, the Taz, he wants a Medayi. And even though you know you're Samech upon him, for example, you just commit Tzadik for health reasons, I can't eat this. I can't eat health reasons. You know you're Samech upon him. He tells you straight out. Therefore, even though for he did not know you're Samech upon Issa V'Heter, therefore, since Issa V'Heter does not know, definitely get him a Simcha V'Tumoy. I point out that Beis Yosef does not seem to understand the way. He wants to have a different pshat in the Rosh. They do not know what the Loch is in the Gedek Fela. They point out also, Kivega is very clear now, where Kivega says, why in the world is Ramah being Machmer? Not to be Samech on a Kfeilo Bezman Azeh. He says it's not possible to have a case of a Kfeilo with Mesech V'Tumoy at the same time. Why? Because Mesech V'Tumoy does not know being Samech upon him. And a Kfeilo Maisi, you know you're being Samech upon him. Maisi have a case which is for and not for Issa V'Heter. You have the same person over here. They point out that Kivegi did not go like it does. He disagrees. It's not Shaykh to have the both at the same time. So there is a Machlokes over here. What? No, because you want to say with Chosh for all Shitas. Earlier we passed him, and now says the Goyin, Kivegir, with Chosh for all Shitas. There's no way to get both Shitas over here. What?
You're saying you're
trying
for whether or not to say it too much if he knows it before. Now, of course, there's half here.
No, it could be he knows before. When he tastes it, he comes to eat it. That's the guy coming to eat it. Then after getting asked, he did not know coming to.
What do you know?
He's a chef, he wants to taste the food he's eating. He's giving a taste of the food. Once it was mixed and made a correct concoction. After he came over to me, he had to tell me what the taste is. I mean, when he eats it, there's a guy you have to know he's coming to give the taste to it. Even the soul, he's coming to taste it. A chef in the kitchen. He's tasting it to make the correct concoction. And you saw after coming over and ask him. That's the case. So, nice, we seem to have machlokes. Just to maybe explain what's the story of the Taz, like Manashach. If we, how can we Masifri Tumoy for Issa V'Heter, but not for the case of Maisa of Refuah? That's, if he knows he's Samech upon him, why are we assuming he's going to go lie? So my brother gave me a very simple marshal that I have some of my mishpacha that if he eats any chicken, mice, he breaks out into mamish and mamish lakono. So every time we come to our house, make sure everything in our house mamish has no chicken inside. Some people have a machbin on diet, not to have sugar. People don't have sugar, you know, you try to help them get a little bit of some sugar, you know, there's no sugar inside. You know, you give them a little bit with the food, gives them good taste, they enjoy it. So, goy, negar to refuah, that they understand, health reasons, maisa, sakono, you start to, you know, ask kashrus, some other reason, goy, trying to help you out. You know, you get involved with these doctors in this country, they think they're doing you a favor, but there's no dam, yeah, they think they're trying to help you out, you know, yeah, don't taste of chelim, don't taste of isser. So, it could be that goy, by certain titans, have more than a month, one thing over. It could be that the idea of refuah, they do understand, the idea of isser veta, they don't understand. Therefore, you cannot tell them we're doing isser veta, because else they try to help you out by lying. Because that's even Daxus Bismanazel, you see it all the time, Bechush. Now, once we have this idea of Masif Fitumoy, what is the Nemonis? I mean, basically, we said two things, Kfela or Masif Fitumoy. That means, what's the Nemonis of the Kfela? So you could say either Kfela Mitzad Hizel Uman over here, and the Rosh, the words are Milsa Ovid Legluyay, or the words of Taishvis is Mar Nafshay, Ovid Nasai. That's the Yisrael over here of the Kfela. What's the Lomnis of Masif Fitumoy? What is the Koyach of the Nemonis of Masif Fitumoy? Well, the way how the Rishonim or the really and the Achronim ask this question, we have a Gemara and a Gretel Eitzim that says the only time Masif Fitumoy is Nemon by a case of Deraisa is only by Edis Ishabavad, only by the case of Iguna, Mishinim, Iguna, Kilu. So why in the world do we have an Nemonis over here by the case of Masif Fitumoy? It's always up to the fact of Rishonim. So come on first to Chumat Hadashim, brought down by the Shachar Taz. We want to tell Echanami, not the Mandi Omer, Tam Ki Ikiz Derabonim, which will get us the basis of Gimel. Sim lo ilum knows machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is tam ikke by shai yisurim drabonon or deraisa. Rashi says drabonon Rambam. Rashi enke Tosfos says the case of deraisa. We're going over here according to the man diyoma tam ikke is drabonon. Therefore we'll never be sealed free tumoy. That's the Taz's first malach will be in the sugya. Come on, the and they ask the shach and Taz. That's very good according to the Rashi. But what do you do according to the Rashi? Hold tam ikke is deraisa. What do you do according to the mechaber? It's the basis of gimel hold tam ikke the ma'isa is deraisa. So the Mechaber, it sounds like for the Taz, he wants to say in the Mechaber Shito, that we'll spalt, we'll divide it. For Yisrael, Tam Ki Kedir Aysel, V'semech Hapan for Goy, Tam Ki Kedir Abonon. They do ask the Kasha, fine, you want to ask the Mechaber, Tam Ki Kedir Aysel, V'semech Hapan for Goy, Kedir Abonon. Again, we said that by Shari Sumas Machlokes, Rashi vs. Taisvis. By Bosu B'cholov, the Gemara Kuf Tes, and the Rishon very clear, we pass him Tam Ki Kedir Aysel, Kulam was Der Aysel. Kulam was Der Aysel. They will come out according to Taz's first malach, according to Chumash Adashim. It should come out that Midinoi, we should not be Samachan Kvelo by Basa B'cholov. Only by Shari Sum, because Tam Kikidu Abonim by Shari Sum, not by Basa B'cholov. The Bayah is the Mechab and Simon Sadak base, Sif Aleph starts off. By case you have Basa in a part of Cholov, Basa B'cholov, he says the first thing is to go give it to Egoi, in Akum, or Kvelo. We send him upon him. My sets the case of Tam Kikidu Raisno. We're stumbling upon the case of Kefela. Why is that so? How should that be? As a fact, it's feeling tzaddik on the page over here. Yes, Kasha, one of the world, the Shach and Taz discussing Tam Kikidu Rabbanon. The Meister was stumbling, everyone agrees Tam Kikidu Rabbanon is the rice of the color days. And that's him looking at the crazy place. Yes, Kasha. People are going to miss his Kasha. The Sam Soif, yes, Kasha. They're all Ishkshver on the Shach and Taz. My, hi, what's going on over here? Maybe it could leave it Shver. There are other Achrenim who want to answer, the Rukhiz Abaisim, or Shlomo Zalman, or Imre Baruch, they want to answer. That Bas B'cholov, even though it's Tam Kikidu Raisa, maskim. But usually, what is Bas B'cholov? Basr is Heter, and Isser is Heter. What's the words over here in the Mechaba? The Mechaba says over here, in the case of Ches Lamavav, she's Arab Basr. What's Ches Lamavav? Is it Cholov or Chelev? It says the first Shach and Taz, it's Chelev. It says the Pim Gondim, how do you know? The words in the Mechaba is Isser, she's Arab Heter. It's Isser, she's Arab Heter. So it must be Chelev and not Cholov. If so, come on, different Achronim, one Taino, by Bas B'chol got mixed one with another, is a Cheskes Heter, it's Heter B'Heter. A Cheskes Heter, Echnami, B'Semech Hapan Agoy. We do not need to come out the cloud of Messiah to be too much. The Loch is only Semech Eith Ishlava. We have a Cheskes Heter, but Ezra should be Motor. Otherwise, be Machmer Durabonon. It's not Dindaraisa, Dindarabonon. Masha Enkin over here is Issa B'Heter. So right now, we don't have any more the Cheskes Heter over here, Issa B'Heter. For that now, the old time you get the rice, you have a baya over here. I mean, true, machbe even by Bas B'cholov, but they'll be machbe only midin the rabbanon because be etzim even cheskes heter.
Why is it here?
Here's the words are chelos are bel baser. We have iser here.
No,
it is time here. We know there's something here. We don't know it's bottle. It's here. It's in front of us. We're not sure if it's a bottle. Bas B'cholov. No, we have heter beheter. We don't know that any iser came out over here. Any concoction of an iser. We don't know if it's Nisi's time or not. Nisi's time is Heter Beheter. If Nisi's time is Isser. That's the Chiddush one answer. Again, the crazy and some side doesn't sound that way. They just sort of mice like you're saying, so it's over here.
Even by
Chela,
even
no, not by Chela, the one time, though. That's the whole Shakta, Tam, Kudu, Abundu, Reis, Machlish, Rashi, and Toysvis. Echnami. But by the Kashil, the Tzil, it's not like Iske, Bos, Bahalo. That's a separate circular. That that's in the Torah. Everyone agrees it's the Cheskes Heter, and the only way it's to be Machmas is Rabbanon. By Chilav won't, right? No, that's back to what Shach and Taz is discussing. No, we hold the Semach Lashit Tam Kikidu Rabbanon. The Semach upon that Shita. That's the first Malach in the Taz, the Chumash Adeshin. The second Malach in the Taz, and best Yom Shlomo before, and the one tiny one is the case of a Chochol Gilim Milos Ba'alma, like a case to Bechor. They bring down the Rash, but the Rash is not Nichol Sugi of Aegis, Nichol Sugi of Achacha, Achacha, even a case of Goy, Nem Mesil Fli Tumoy. That's the second Eretz, or Chasholchan. They point out, Lamaisa, the Taz ends off, that's very good, in the Rash, but the Rash, but in the Ilchus Bechor, look up the Torah over there, or the Machaber, they did not go this way. They paskin, Achacha is not enough, you still need a case of an Aegis, Mesil Fli Tumoy would not work by the case of Bechor. That means the Taz has two Tirotsim. One teretz you want to say the Raj Bashita to Chokha not Aedis. A first teretz you want to tie it to Tam Ikiz Dirabon with Samch upon that Niger to the case of an Akum, Kfelo. The Maisa, what's the Taz Maskona had to answer the Mechaber? Only has one answer. If Maskona is in the Mechaber with Samch Lamandyom with Tam Ikiz Dirabon, which gets an afkin alof, who gets the base in gimel, are we chush that shito. That means the Taz says we are being chush that shito. Tam ikhdi rabbanon. He has a second teretz, which he says for the Rashba and the Rosh, but not for the Mechaber. So again, we have one teretz, a chochol, that's the second teretz. First teretz, tam ikhdi rabbanon. A third teretz, kamal v'shach, the eskasho. He first brings down the Rivosh's Malach. The Rivosh wants a taina. There's no cheskes over here of Isser. The Chushchun went this way. The Shach argues on this point on the idea of cheskes Isser. He ends up with the side of its ikla mekim la milso latim bekfelo. Now there are two ways to say over the same exact teretz. The way how the Olim, when they read the Shach quickly without medayik in the words, they say very simple. What's going to happen? The guy's going to taste it. Say, ah, there's no chelav here. The Yisrael can go eat it. Says, ah, oh, I taste chelav. Right away, the Yisrael's going to taste it. The guy's afraid to lie because he can be caught right away. He's afraid to lie because he's still going to catch him right away. They look up the Rivosh, that's how the Maestro Rivosh says it. Michas Koin, Prichodesh Koin, Chachmazodim. They say the soul themselves can catch him. Read the Shach slowly, is not that what he's saying. The Shach is coming from the Baal Itter, a different Lashon, that the guy's going to taste it. You give it back to Yisrael, and Yisrael says he can't go over to Kvela to go taste it. He'll be caught by Kvela. Not that he himself will catch him. Another kvelo will catch him. Yisrael will catch him. Or a guy will catch him. A kvelo will catch him. One kvelo will catch another kvelo. Why does it say that lashon? So Minchas Koyin wants to say lav dafka, but beikra the way the Chacham Sofer the Flood says, if a kvelo guy says I don't taste chelav, and you say I do taste chelav, he says fine. I'm a baki, not a baki. I don't care. I know better than you. The only reason he's afraid why the mirsas and other kvelos go catch him, another kvelo, then he has a mirsas. So the mirsas over here is going to be caught. The two ways to think over being caught. The way the Rivosh says over Prichodesh Begoyin, the guy himself is going to catch him. He still is going to go catch him. The way the Shach says over and bets in the Baal Itter, what's going to happen? Another Kvel is going to go catch him. What?
The
now the first one in terms of sheet you go, whether the Kvel is enough, you have the cases. Who have the sheet you want?
In the Shach,
he was going in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a case over here of first he's supposed to get a Tamim Silver to my fun. The same thing, even a regular person doesn't care. It could be the same idea. Fine, a kvelo catch him, even a regular person, same idea. Same concept, but even as a regular person, means if it's a regular guy, even the CLP too much, he's only. He's afraid that. He's not afraid of other person. He's afraid of a kvelo go catch him. A. Nochem Aleph, the way they place in the Shulchan want to get involved with the Sugya of Te'im over here. We'll go to the Sugya of Te'im next Chaburah, that we pass in Te'im, but only Isidri Abonon. So he wants to tie in the first a kvela, does a chilek more, he eats it, or a goyim, he'll eat it. Then give it over to Yisrael, Yisrael does a te'ima to it, he licks it. And then it's time to abonon. If he doesn't taste the issa, then he can go eat it. Bechanam, he can't go eat it. Chiddush. Well, another malach, some safe wants to tie in.
They're explaining the shah, or they're saying
no, the own terrace. They want to argue in the shah. Yeah. Or another terrace, the seventh terrace, some safe wants to say over, wants to tie in the case over here, is that, like the malach the Taz, that he's being Nema, because we know he's being Samech upon him for a fool, but not for Issa v'Heter. So that's where the question of the Namazis is coming from. He's not being Samech upon him. I mean, first, Bekitzer, we had a cash over here. What is the Namazis of Messiah Fi Tumoy? So on the page, we have four Malachim and three off the page. On the page, we have either the Taz's first Malach, the Chumut Sedeshin, with Samech of the Mandiyom, Atam Yikidu Abonon. We have a second Malach, the Taz, and the Rashba, and the Rosh, as is a Chokha, not Edis. Aedis Isha, not the Chalaget of Aedis over here. A third teretz we have over here is a Shach, the Ikla Mekim Adai Kvelo. And we have a fourth teretz, the Rivosh over here, that the Shach disagrees with, there's no Cheskes Isser. Off the page, you have the teretz of Milsa of the Gluye, that's Rivosh, the Goyin over here on the page. Another teretz, the place in the Aruch HaShulchan, is it'll be a Te'ima by Yisrael, only taste it with his tongue. And the seventh teretz, how the way the Aruch HaShulchan, the one to Taino, there'll be a Samech upon. The Yisemech upon the guy when he tells him straight out, Yisemech upon him, Mitzad Yifur, not Mitzad Yisugiv Issa V'Heter. Fine. That's the first Shiloh in the Beis Yisif. The idea of when is there and the Manus over here. Second Shiloh Beis Yisif. When is a Yisemech upon a Kfela? When is the case of Yisemech upon it? That means, Be'etzem, we have a Kfela over here, we have a case of Shishim. That means one question over here, we start off in the Beis Yisif, what is the Namanus? Now we finished. Second question is, when are we going to Samech upon them for? Also, it's very clear. We wrote down the Mamokim sheet, the Fibu God over here. There are four sheetas. Four sheetas, very clear in the base. Ezef, four separate sheetas. The first one we wrote down is Rashi. Rashi, that's how the Ches brings down. When you Samech, you need two things. you always need shishim and kvela. You need the maisa both. He says, I bring a klaraya, the Gemara daf tzadik test, by the case of a koyin. Over there, the Gemara says there is no tam, and still you need a case of either kuf or samach. Therefore, Rashi says clearly, the loch is you need sai the sugyo kvela, and sai the sugyo shishim. You need both. Now the question is, why need both for? Let's be samach on shishim. Let's be samach upon the case of kvela. So the reason why we're not samach only on shishim, come along the Prim Godim, the Rosh Chayes, and the Sugin Chulam, Dat Tzadik Zayin. He brings down the known words, Efshel Avurei, Mavarino. We have a Sugin Ksubas, Dat Beis, Dat Tes, by the case of Terech, Lekum Avar, Gom Avar. We have a Sugin in Dat Dal, Im Sochim, May Naf Kamina, La Shaili. The Gemara there says, Efshel Avurei, Bakali, Af Gom Avar. So you also, you have Shishim, very good, but still there's no Tam. Efshel Avurei, Gom Bim Avar. Therefore, even though you have Shishim, the case of Kvelo. So again, we have one reason, the reason why we need a Kvelo for, Efshel Avurei, Tiklal, I think Olam knows, Efshel Avurei, don't close your eyes, go be Mavar.
And Islam is only things right there.
Right. Rashi agrees not around Maskim. Same with Shishim. That's Gemara says. Ayin Maisa, one Yishishim, once you have a case of Kvelo. So come along the Achrenim, again the Prim Gadim over there, the Mechazkoyim, they want Taina, because otherwise we assume he's lying. Why the two ways of saying it over? Either because Stam Agoy, maybe he's lying, and therefore we need a backup in the case of Shishim. Or you can say he's not a bucking time over here. That's when you need a case of maybe making a mistake over here. That's when you need a case of Shishim. So we can assume that the Bestumble less than Shishim, we're assuming there is time over here. Therefore, the reason why I need both, one is Efshel Avurei. That's why you need the idea of Kvela. We need Shishim, otherwise, you assume there's time over here. And that's why Rashi says you need both Kvela and Shishim. No, it might be Goyim lie. They lie. They do lie. It helps much better when you have both. The second Shita, Kamal Taishvis, and he says, we'll come out there, right? Could be that way. The Prim Godim. The Prim Godim has both reasons, yeah. And the Rosh Yosef, the Kulam, that's how it's designed. The second sheet over here, Kamal Taisis, he begins on Rashi, he disagrees with Rashi, the loch is Yisamich either on a Kvelo or the case of Shishim. So I would do the Gemara that's how test by the case of a coin. So where he explains, and the Rosh is more clear that way, the best thing when they ration the case of a coin that he did taste it. The safer is when it says there's no time over here, due to Richel Loshim does not mean he did not taste it, but it means there's no time you do over here, mitzal sugil bittel. Best thing he didn't taste it in the safer. Due to the Rich Loshon and the Brisa, meaning there's no Tam, meaning we assume there's no Tam, to the case of Bittel of Kofo Samoth. That's what the Brisa means. That's the answer to the Doich Kavir, that's the Tarets. So we have Taisvis and the Rosh Hashitah, they want Tainus either the case of Kvela or the case of Shishim. Why Kvela with Tainus Namalis? Or Shishim, there's no Tam over here, one or the other. Tzad HaShlishi, come along the Ramban, and the Ramban says you need Shishim. The getter is you always need Shishim. There are two ways of getting to Shishim. If there's mamoshes over here, and the kvela tastes it, so what? Am I saying need shishim? If they took out the mamoshes, only question is how much tam came out. Or in a case where there is mamoshes, got any muach, I'm not sure how much mamoshes is over here, then it was semech upon a kvela, and the kvela tell us that there is shishim over here. The sites of the Ramban, and the Rashba, the Rav, the Ritva, the Ran, they all go the same exact mahalach, that we need shishim. The Rabban has explained to all the Rishonim very clearly, they explain the reason for it. They explain either, again, there's mamoshes over here, so we need shishim. There's no mamoshes, so we don't know how much mamoshes. The kvela, once the kvela says we have no tam, that's telling us, be'etzim, there's shishim over here. That's me, even gal the gedder shishim. The side over here is inside the gedder of shishim. Now, why do we need shishim? What's the lumdus behind it? So where the Bach put down by the Shach, and his coin, people are going to come on the saying. Because otherwise, we assume they're lying. The case over here, either not bucking time in, or they lie over here. The Maisa, we need Shishim to assume that the case over here is they're not lying. Again, that means the case of Yisrael. What? In the Ramban, yeah. We always need Shishim. Yeah, that's good. Anything less than we have a reason, we assume they're lying. No, there are two ways of getting Shishim. Either, if my Moshe, we're not sending upon them. If there's no Moshe here, so now we trust upon them. To tell us no time, no time. Why is no time here? With some of the shishim, we have to get to the number of shishim. The idea of Kvela is a gila that there is shishim over here. Ik is a shishim, right? Yeah.
But he says specifically, even if we know that there was less than shishim of the isser.
No, we know that there was. We took it out. Not sure how much came out of it. He's saying. We know that even though it's less than shishim, but we took out the piece and not sure how much came out of it. Right now, the only issue left is the tam. So is it shishim or not? The kiosk says I don't taste it. Oh, but some of the shishim. But again, the get over here shishim. At Saravi, the Rambam is punkfaker. We always need kfeilo. No, we only need kfeilo when we don't know how much mamosh is there.
I'm saying, but he needs to be a professional. The
Hainu,
the
Nasamina
before would be the Yisrael.
And
Yisrael is not to be Meshachar, but there's no Yisrael.
I don't remember the bad sheet or which one
he
says.
He said the word
Kefela,
but.
It was
a Kefela. Right, I know.
The fourth sheet over here is the Ram sheet that you always need a Kefela. Yeah, no Kefela, then we're summing upon the Gerd of Shishim. That means when we have a question of when are we summing upon it, we basically have a very simple way of course. She does either need both, Ashito, one or the other. Kefela Shishim, that's Taisvis. Third sheet, we always need Shishim. That's Ramban, the Ram, the Rajba, the Ra. Or Rambam, we always need Kfela. Always need Kfela. I mean, one question, we have four options, and all four monks will be shining.
The Ramban, not the Rambam.
The Rambam says we only need Kfela. Rambam.
Kfela is any good.
Any, whatever the getter Kfela is. In the Shita, we always need Kfela. If it's not around, we go up to Shishim, like Gemara says. Yeah. If it's around, we go up to Kfela. If not around, we go up to Shishim. Aloch Lamaisa, how do we pass in the second question? I mean, the first question we pass in, do we need a case of Mesivri Tumor Kfela that we had Machlaikis? Machab Be'ikir, one like the Rajbo? Oy Mesivri Tumor Oy Kfela. How do we pass in over here by the second question, when's he Nemon? So, where's the Machab is? Ain Shum Akum, then we go, no, going to go taste it, then we go after Shishim. That means he sounds like, come along the Shach, the Pichodish, the crazy, he sounds like he's passing like the Rambam. The loch is, the first thing is, you have to go over to Kfela. We'll call the Ram Shita Nachri, but you have to go over to a person that's going to go taste it. After we go Mavar. If you can't do that, then when, what do you go do? Then we go after Shishim. There is a Chavadas in the Sim by us, points out, it's also Choshish for the Ban Shita, that if there's Mamoshes inside, also you need a case of Chol Pach HaShishim, will be right to Mekuf, maybe we'll get to Mekuf. But Be'ik, it sounds like you went like the Rambam. Again, if you read the Goinovi and Sifkon Zayin, says no. The Mechaber, he says, took the Lashon of the Gemara. There's no way Ari Paskin. Deloy Kishach. Because the Shach disagrees. One time, it's not clear from the Mechaber Ari Paskin. He said over the Lashon of the Gemara. Again, the Shach and most Paskin say no, but he said those words. If there's no Goy, then it's Semech upon Shishim. And most Paskin assume the Mahalach of the Mechaber is that Kfela is first, and if not that, then we go after Shishim. What?
Talking about
he doesn't bring down again from our sif. Does not bring down the idea of the Ramban Shito. Don't discuss it. Again, the Sifur Kuf he does. No, he doesn't. The Ma'aseh was man is there. Semach upon or not? Are we semach upon the idea of Kfela? To come along the Amor is very simple. He ends off and ain noigim achshiv lismach on the goy yomshama kol b'shishim. The Ma'aseh were not semach upon a goy. It's calling the words of the Ogre. They point out the Sifur Chum before and to the better the Ma'aseh not to be semach upon the case of a goy. That's the Ma'aseh. Not semach upon any goy, any case. Even a kfela, anyone. We're not semach goyim. We didn't get them. Again, the words are on a goy. On a goy, we're not semach upon the case of Timo. It's clear for the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Bach, the Taz, the Shach, if you've got them, goyim, Maisi Yad Hudar, Choshulchan, Maisi, we pask in this way very clearly. Now the question is, we, Bnei Ashkenaz, pask in very simple, that we're not semach upon a goy at all. What would Bnei Sfarad? Well, the way they're like asking it over, that say from Ora Shabbos of Yadlan and Chelik Beis, he brings down there's a story that happened in Yerushalayim, which he says you have to avar the story if it's true or not. The Meister says Sefer Cheshev Eifer and Lichas Chanoich, he brings down the Meister, the part of us that over he knows personally that from the Meister that happened in Yerushalayim from the Tepliker of, it seemed that there was a case first when they learned the Sugyo that he tied in the Tepliker of. Let's do something very simple. Let's say something that Chelik fell inside your children. You're not sure if there's a Sinas Tam or not. Shishim, not sure you have, you do have. It's very simple. Go tell a goy to go taste it. Goy says he doesn't taste it. Then, we're not semach on the Ashkenaz. Go tell a Svardi. Not for him to go eat it, the mice, no problem. He has a Mechabashito. Then let the Svardi go taste it. Then the Svardi doesn't go taste it. Then we have the Shach that says give semach upon a Yisrael. And therefore, then the Ashkenaz go eat it. That's three times in the Tepuk Rav. My Tepuk Rav is a Rav in the Shkuna Beis Yisrael, Yishlaim. Over here. That's the mice he passed up alumnus. And the brings down, not only that, after a while, it might happen that way. It might happen by a chaslan, in case they have some rubo, and the paskin go, it's a Svardi to go taste, goy to go taste it. Afterwards, a Svardi, and then you still could be samech upon it. Maisa, let's be fakvek upon this story. Become a time. Number one, the shalom general to get the sugya lifts the ever mekalius. Can one person hold something as mutter and someone hold something as osir? Is there an isser of lifting the ever or not? So best of the two ways of having this case. That means if someone holds ruma and something is osir, I hold as mutter. I hold hetem mechir as mutter. He holds as osir. Can I go give it to him? So lachan yodesim kufi zayin to go give it to him as osir gomor. I'm over the isser lifting the ever. Therefore, he's allowed to eat in my house because I'm not going to go give it to him. Just to buy out, people don't know this halacha. If he can eat in his house, but otherwise, to give it to him is over the isser lifting the ever. What about fakert? Can he sim kufi zayin and yodeh? Coming from the three Gemaras, Gemara Chulin, Gemara Sukkah, right, three different regular. The question is by Karet. He holds it's the case also, I hold Motor, I hold the open sort of vowels. Can he give it to me, Mitzad Sugyu Lufnever? Not Mitzad Sugyu merely, so Mitzad Sugyu Lufnever. That's the massive of Rucha among the Achoinim. There's a pre Yitzchak who wants a title, Mitzad also Gomer. All those want to go this way. Therefore, they point out, Lechura, what is my heter to go tell a Sfarad to go taste it to be Samech on the Goy if I hold Mitzad also? Mitzvah sugya lifts the ever. A gam who is supposed to disagree. There's no sugya lifts the ever. So one question you have to learn the sugya lifts the ever. If someone holds something as osir, can you give someone holds as mutter? I'm not semich upon it. It's one question. Mitzvah sugya lifts the ever. I hold you cannot be semich upon the guy. I hold. Yeah. So if you look at the Yitzchak, he says even midin midis chasidus. We can derive the gemara and chulin dazayin of beis the paris the pinchas of yor. We want a tiny umis chasidus. You're even lifts the ever. Big of a that's true or not. One side question, we're not looking at the Eva right now. That's one question. A second question over here is, how do the Bnei Sfar the Maisa Paskin? Do they the Maisa go like the Mechaber or not? So you take out the Pre-Chadosh says the Maisa was Samech like the Ramah. We're not going to be Samech upon Goyim at all. You take out the Shulchan Gavoya, Malas Vardi, and afterwards the Zivchei Tzedek, and afterwards the Ben Ishchai, and afterwards the Kavach Chaim, they all come along and say the Lochla Maisa, we Paskin like the Ramah. We're not looking upon a goy to be semich upon Fatima at all. So maybe, I saw afterwards, if you ever want to argue in all these fights, they have to move with semich upon the case of a goy. The other question, that's so, my Ashkenazi have to move, is Matra Svadi to go taste it when he asks us something? Not clear that exactly works out that way. It can even happen that way. Again, first of all, the idea that the Svadi of the Maisa, they are Machmer. Again, I'm not sure the type of the Rav knew what the Svadi held. Maisel, all the Svadi Pais can say, we go like the Amor, we're not sitting upon the Gobi's Manazan. Yabia only wants to disagree and say they have to move. So the Ashkenazis has to move by his chask and Matri Svadi go to Israel. Yeah, we have the Minik Vadu, not sitting upon it.
We're going back to the
Ikerdin.
Ikerdin is that for Svardin.
Again, no, but Svardin don't have a Hefsa Mubo. He doesn't have he's not by the Chaster. Right? We're through the base of Sol. He wasn't there. He wasn't the Ikerdin. I'm not sure if it works out that way. A third point, we'll see, not that simple at all, even with Ma'azeb, a seven upon Yisrael. We'll have to get to what that is also. 3 points upon the story. Ma'azeb, the question you could ask is why in the world is Ramah being Machmer for? Why being Machmer for? Ma'azeb, we have a Gemara, says Kfeilah. Why is Ramah, but obviously, if a Truman says bad, not to Semech on the Goy, Ma'azeb, why is that so? So wait, how the Bach also been signed to by the Shach, what's the reason? Brought down also in Koskoin and Kiregor. They also basically say when you signed, we think Goyim are going to go live is Manazah. Now the 3 reasons how they say it over, why I think they can go live. Either way, the Bach says it over, and because the Bach says, when you go over to Goyim, to go taste it, or you ask him afterwards, the Goyim now know exactly what you're asking, why you're talking to them for. They understand. It's like when you tell a Goyim or Mizah about what's dark in the house, they know exactly to go put on the light. They know everything about the Yidden. Now again, Shabbos is Mutter. He's not saying a Mizah, it's only a case of a Mizah. Say it. But in the case of over here, today, the Goyim know. You're not stop schmoozing them. They know they're trying to figure out what you want, the difference with Chush can go live. They know. That's one way of saying over with the line. The way the Mitzvah is going, what? What? Even not.
Why?
It's not the out. Another way of saying over, Mitzvah Koyin says, that says, Goyim, you know, those days, they would lie. Stam was like, yeah, no. Today they're out to get us. Well, Hachas coming to go lie. Well, Hachas. Whoever Kivegas says it over, he wants to be chush for all shitas. He says that we're chush they're going to go lie, we can't get all shitas in the same case. That means the reason why Kvel is Neman, according to some shitas, is Alspikias. Alspikias, we have to always Samech upon him. Others say, we being Neman, Alspikias, we have the Mesiv Tumai, now chush can be Meshaker. So now in the world, we have a case of that the case over here is Bekiyas, and we know he's being Samech upon, but yet he's not knowing being Samech upon, but it's not a Sukkim Sifu Tumoy. There's no way of getting a case that we know for sure he's not lying because we chosh for all Shitas. Again, on the page, the. Oh, so they point out that he argues in the Taz. Taz, right? That you mentioned before. And avoid the Kamal, the Cheshik Shloimo, on the page, will be brought down on the Goyis Mati Anderson. Very simple. Go get two Goyim to go taste it. One guy was simply too much, one kfeila, and you'll get both, got both sheetas over here. Stamma or kibegger. So we have one malach, we have watching machmer, two different ways of saying over, because the chosh didn't go lie. That's one way. Another way of saying over, the way that people got in the Archashulchan said over, the maisa, we have a chayinim was saying the maisa in the case of shishim over here. We have a shayinim, we have the Amban said in the shishim, you actually need the case of shishim over here. So the maisa, why be said upon a kfeila? Even true, the machab said upon a kfeila. Let's be choshish for the man the Omer said in the case of Shishim. We're worrying for Rashi's sheet over here. We're worrying for the Rambam's sheet over here. Choshish for Shishim. Two different reasons why. A third reason, the way the Yad Yehuda says over, and similar to that to Yad Kamenetsky, Yad Yehuda wants to tell you that Yehuda said Darius that going to Maisa can taste things. Well, the way of Yaakov said a little bit better, it used to be in those days, the way they made food, we had two things inside. One, two, three ingredients. Today, we have so many spices, so many ingredients, so many things mixed inside. To be sensitive, to go to tell me if it's chilev or not chilev, it's very hard to be a bucky in time this man and say exactly what's inside. You take a loaf of bread, you look at the ingredients on a loaf of bread, it's not flour and water anymore. Right? Everyone knows you have to have a shkach on bread today. I use flour and water because it has like 20 different ingredients inside. You tell me, you go taste inside chilev, not chilev, you know what these things exactly taste like. So not bucky in this man and say.
So why not?
Today, I mean, today means the same way with Mazmana Ramo, that even the Kiyim, when you have so many ingredients, it used to be in the time when we were showing them, maybe the Gemara's time, you had two or three ingredients. No, but now people do not know the differences. You can, what is this taste? What is that taste? What's coming up? What? We're not sure over here. Mishana Ramo. What? Well, come out. That'll be enough for me to have to say over here. That'll be enough for me. We'll get to you, so. Now, the Maisa again, so the get to a case of a goy to be semich upon it, the Maisa also not semich upon it. There's a shach simit tzadik and Mr. Koyin says, even b'shas adchak, even b'hev simrubo, the Maisa will not semich upon it. Now, he could ask me a question. We're not semich upon a kvil at all, we're always in the case of shishim. Maisa, how did Mechava Paskin? Mechava Paskin, like the Rambam, as the shach says, in the case of kvilo. Don't have a kvilo, shishim. Kimel Lemon says, we're not selling upon a kvelo. So your chumro really made the kulo. Because what happened to the Rambam Shito? He threw it out the window. Going to the Rambam, the loch is what? You need a kvelo. So you have a kvelo right in front of you. Kimel Lemon, no, we're not selling upon a kvelo, we're selling upon a shishim. But going to the Rambam, you need go ask the kvelo. What happened to the Rambam Shito over here? So come along the Minchas Koyin, the people just to speak out for your side. The Rambam says there's no kvela around with some panchishim. Chazal made it that our minik is kain. There's no kvela around. That's our hoga. Whether it's through they lie or they're not bucking time today or such other shitas. But our hoga right now is what they were saying. There is no kvela around. That's our hoga right now.
I feel like the Rambam.
Yeah. There was some panchishim. What?
Like so.
So come out. Now let's leave the first thing we start off with the case of Yisrael. What's the Namonis of Yisrael? So come along the Shach and Bach, and they point out really the words of the Amor. The Amor said, we're not knowing him Akshav Lismach on a Goy. Not Samach upon a Goy. During the Shach, the Maisa was Samach upon it. Yisrael was Man Ezra. Was Samach upon it. Now the example was Samach upon a Yisrael. Come along the Shach says, Shuma's not Negev is Man Ezra. You have a case of Tznoy in a radish that's cut with a milk knife or a flesh knife. Want to know what's a locher if this radish is a milk or the flesh? It's very simple. Go in and taste it. If not taste the milk, it's inside. A locher is, it's powerful. Shalom al Yisrael. That's how Maisa Nuvus are being down. The Shach, whether it's Kivegel, Gracie, Mitzvah Yaakov. For Yisrael, the Maisa Samech upon it.
Why can you use Yisrael?
The case of the Shach is when the case of a radish or an onion, when we wrap it in the house, call the milk knife. And you want to know, can you take this onion and put and use it? Now the question is, there's before Shatar is Chattis, which is the Ramah, that's brought down by the Taz Sim Tzalikvav, that says the Maisa were not Samech on a Yisrael, even by its knowing that it was cut with a flesh knife. The Ramah himself says we're not Samech upon Yisrael. What's going on over here? So when you look up at the Shach and Sim Tzalikvav, he says, what I mean to be Samech upon Yisrael means only B'diyevet, not L'chadchilo. What does it mean, b'di'evet? It says, Lechem Chamudis, Perches, and Chulin. He says it means that, well, let's say you took an onion and you cut it with a milk knife. And then this onion you ate, and then it got mixed in with fleishiks. Then, since when you ate it, you did not taste the milchiks. Then it got mixed in the fleishiks. Then, b'di'evet will be mechel b'semech upon Timas Yisrael. That means, again, there's a shach over here that says b'semech upon Timas Yisrael. They point out the shach tzadik vos says over. What do I mean? Or defines it means dafka b'di'evet. B'di'evet means not after I tasted it. It means after I tasted it, and it got mixed in inside. So in the case you taste it, you want to know if you made the correct concoction. Okay, so it could be a machlekes, like I mentioned before, and you have to know when he ate it or not. Could be. But Maisa, that's how the Chavadas brings down, or the Chokhmus Adam brings down, the Aruch HaShulchan, by the Shulchan Kavachan, they bring down the whole Loch B'Semach HaTimus Yisrael is only what? Only B'di'evit. Now, even upon this sheet of the Shach that says the Maisa over here, to be Mekel, which is only B'di'evit, you then also the Pesach Tshuva, and bring down those disagree, besides number one, the Vush, disagrees as the Shach himself points out. Number two, also the Pesach Tshuva being down the B'chor Shor, and others look at the Yad Yehudo, or the Masham seems to go this way, they disagree with the Shach. Not even Semech upon the even B'di'evit. Not even Semech upon Timus Yisrael. The reason they want Taino, what's he saying to the Machlaikis? The Shitosai. Why by Goy we're not Semech upon it? The Shach in the back of the stands, the reason we're not Semech upon a Goy is Manazer, we're Chosh Goloi. Yisrael does not have this reason. But if you go with the idea that you read a Doris like the Yad Yehudo, or the reason why we're not sensitive to Tam, or the reason we're chushing the Shishim, need Shishim, Echanami, Kamung Masham, the Yad Yehuda says, even by so we should not be stomach upon it. Even with the Evet. That means, based upon what is the Pshat in the Ramah by Akum, how far the extent is by the case of Yisrael. The Shach wants to be Mekel only with the Evet. And yet, because the Chu brings down the Choshor, and the Yad Yehuda, the Masham, the Mice, they want to be Machmer. Now, there is one time, it seems that the Poskim do bring down the Salacha that was semich upon a Yisrael Halacha Maiso. Come on, the Mishabu and Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Halachas during the 9 days. The Halacha and the Minigas, Saib Neisrad and Ashkenaz, and Nati, Fleishiks during the 9 days. So let's say your spaghetti got cooked with some meat inside. You not sure the Maiso is enough meat to be nice and tamanat. Come on, the Mishabu, according to Pima God of Melosh and Efsher. Then it could be some upon a kfeilon to go tell you Yisrael, there's no problem over here. Now you have to realize, he's saying this case he was summing upon. That what is this case exactly? Either this case is before the 9 days you're tasting it, for 9 days, or during the 9 days you're tasting it, it's only a minute, summing upon it, whatever this case is. Over here, when it's a minute klal Yisrael, then we're summing upon Yisrael. Now he points out, when he's summing upon Yisrael, his words are, do you need a kfeilon by Yisrael or not? Or any stam Yisrael is nemon. The Ma'is the Shach over here says any Yisrael is Nemun, not in the Kfeilo, coming from the Bach. Why? Because his only side inside being Meshaker. Yisrael Ma'is not going to be Meshaker. Ma'is, read the words Meshbur, he said it's upon a Kfeilo. Say the words Kfeilo, don't say Yisrael. Say the words Kfeilo. You should know why that's so. He took the words of Kfeilo over here. Who in the Shach should be any person. Maybe. Kenzai, Ulai. I mean, the Ramah Ma'is says, no, don't need a Kfeilo. Ramah says, anybody. Anyway, that's what he means. That's very awesome that way. Halacha l'maaseh, are we samech b'zman hazeh by a goy or not? Svardim, even that Yisraelim was samech, are they samech upon a goy? By Yisrael was samech upon it. So again, sounds like a big mavucho. There is Rishon Zalman Tshuva says the maaseh we can, but the shulchan left it off as b'diyev we can. The maaseh is cheshav eifoid. And this is a question of Chodashoni and Chaim Kinevsky. The maaseh they say loyim loy shemanu even by Yisrael was samech upon against kfeilo. Just like the Amor wrote by a goy, come to Ogur, we never heard of something upon the case of Krelo or Ti'imo. Come on, Chaim Kinevsky and Ms. Krelo, Sagama, others want to argue the point. They think to know the Halacha, the worth of the Messiah is. Even Ms. Manazef, you still would not summon upon it. Now, you could tell me, number one, could we have the Vosh of B'chashar? Or number two, the case of the Evans, Kamat Nat Shaykh over here. Or number three, Nafikim, Ms. Manazef. Echshir, whatever the Hanobi is, but the Maisa does not sound like Ms. Manazef, even for Yisrael. We're samech upon a case of Timo, by a case of Krelo or Islam Yisrael, we're not samech upon it. L'shemanu, I don't think anyone over here ever heard of Rav saying Yisrael go taste it, or if you already tasted it, already is the mixture, yeah, what did you taste? L'shemanu, v'lovi nidu v'kazeh.
Except petition.
Even in 9 days, I never heard about it. If I did not say this, Rabur, no one heard of such a thing. No one heard of such a thing. L'shemanu, fine, my is a mishmur, efshu d'shari, maybe can make upon it. Fine, so I said we went through the sugya over here. What comes up practically doesn't really come up that common ever come out. The Maisa, again, we have two main questions over here. When to be semich upon it, and know exactly even of the Nemanis over here. Maisa, there are two other points over here in the Simin. There's a sigil over here of Te'ima, which will be left to next Chaburah. Te'ima, you have to know, you have to see the Rivashan sign. It's Kedai to see the Amon Simin Kuf Ches Sefei. That's the Taz over here in the beginning of Sukkot Beis. There's Pesach Shuvah over here in the page. You see the Prima Gadim also over here on the Taz. It explains the case of the Taz over here. That's one sigil. A second sugya being left over for next time is how to mishar b'shishim. How practically go do it? That's the second pesach tshuva over here. Now, what's the nageya sugya of te'ima practically? That'll be a case of mouthwash, toothpaste. Those are the cases of te'ima. That's going to be a practical chabura next time. After that, after you finish the sugya of te'ima, which is on my mokum sheet, is that the sugya of tam ikas, sifbeis and sifgimel. It's a massive sugya. There are three things. First, you have to learn the sugya of mim b'minoi, Rashi Taisus. Then you have to learn what the loch is. Then you have to learn the sugya of Tam Ke'ikil, the sugya of Psachim and other places. Then you can see Sif Beis and Gimel. That means you're going to spend a week learning it. I assume the sugya of Te'ima, even by tomorrow, the end of the Seder, we finish sugya of Te'ima. Start the next Mayer Mokum, start the sugya of Tam Ke'ikil. Tzlocho.